This is Triple M's Homegrown. It's new from the Whitlams in The Last Life. And this morning we all woke up to the incredibly sad news, the passing of an Australian icon. Olivia Newton-John. We think of her performance, of course, in Grease with John Travolta and Xanadu. An incredible solo career, Xanadu, and physical, and her amazing work with cancer research as well after her music career. And staying up, joining me live is Mr. John Stevens, of course, from Noiseworks. So many things, mate. It's been a sad day.
Olivia's passing. Very sad. She was an amazing woman. Beautiful, beautiful woman. And, you know, somebody I met Olivia in, I think it was 1987. In Los Angeles, we went over to our manager's sister's house, and they were all best friends. So we met her there for the first time. We had a few drinks. We got guitars out. And,
oh, cool.
You know,
yeah.
We're all seen together, but, you know, that was my first memory of meeting her. But, you know, I had her poster on my wall when I was a young fella.
Yeah.
Back in the day, she was so beautiful. But, you know, over the years, we performed together a couple of times. We sang together.
Mm.
Couple of times too, and you know, my heart goes out to, you know, her family and friends, and you know, it's, yeah, she was a really special lady.
Like you said, you had posters on your wall, man. Can you explain what it was like when Grease came out? Like, for you as an aspiring musician, can you explain the impact that movie had?
Oh, it was just, you know, it was phenomenal, actually. That was, I think, 87, so Grease had already been out, I think. She was already huge, but I actually, it's one of those weird things, you know, when you're a muso and you meet fellow musicians, even when they're really famous, you don't see them like that, because if you're in an environment, like we were at a barbecue at somebody's house in LA, and so you kind of like just go, oh, how you going? Oh, where are you from? You know, it's just like normal. Speak, and it's not till later you go, holy shit, I was just, you know, spent a few hours chatting away, you know, this person, you know, and she was so down to earth. She was so loving and caring and kind. Yes. And her legacy will live on for eons. My goodness, what a career, what a legacy she leaves with, you know, her cancer research and, you know, all that, the hospital and stuff.
I think that's quite admirable, isn't it? When you think about the cancer research and all that she'd done. You know, it's an amazing legacy, not only to be a performer, but to invest so much of your time into something like that too.
Oh, amazing. I did a few charity things for her over the years, yeah.
And what was it like performing with her? Because, I mean, it's such an incredible voice and such an amazing performer.
Oh, it was great. You know, we did, I remember doing something with her for the, I think it was Super League.
Yeah.
Her and I saying, "You're the one that I want," together. And I think it was some grand final somewhere.
Mm.
But yeah, you know, we already knew each other for a long time. So, you know, it's just fun. It was fun. And obviously always an honor to sing with, you know, someone like that. She's amazing.
And such an incredible solo career too.
Oh yeah. I don't think people forget. She's such an icon. You know, Olivia Newton-John, that, you know, is a world famous person. She's such an icon and known for her beauty and her kindness.
John Stevens, thank you so much for taking time out as we remember Olivia Newton-John and we celebrate her career, mate. I appreciate you staying up late.
Likewise, mate. Thank you so much.